Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. We appreciate you so much. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you give us discernment today and understanding of the times that we're in and where we need to go as Christians and what we need to do in the spiritual warfare. Thank you so much, Father, in the name of Jesus. All right, I'm going to talk to you about the beast mark is here. Yes, maybe not the mark you're thinking of, but there is a beast mark here, and it is the foundation for the larger mark or the physical mark to come. What are we seeing out there? Well, we're seeing the man of lawlessness being revealed in the church and in the world. Isn't it crazy? A total disrespect and rebellion against the laws of God and man. Also, hatred and division is everywhere. They're sowing the seeds of what is coming in the tribulation period. You see all the crazy people out there? Well, guess what? Each one of them makes more crazy people. They're imparting this disease to one another. So, what do we do about it? Well, first of all, 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12 says this, "And then shall be revealed the lawless one, whom the Lord Jesus will slay with the breath of his mouth, and bring to naught by the manifestation of his coming." Yes, the lawless one has to be revealed before the Lord comes, and it's been happening. "Even he whose coming is according to the working of Satan." Yes, Satan is working in all of those crazy people. "With all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceit of unrighteousness for them that perish." You see those people? They're perishing. "Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved." And there it is. The love of the truth. The truth inoculates you from these demons. "And for this cause, God sendeth them a working of error that they should believe a lie." Yes, it is God. And he knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows the people he's doing it to, and so on. "That they all might be judged who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Yes, all these people were lured by the pleasures of unrighteousness to ignore the truth and receive this reprobation. And notice that at the root of this delusion is rejection of truth. Okay. Where is this rebellion against truth coming from? Well, two main spirits have been loosed, opening the door for many others to come flooding in. 1 Samuel 15:23 says, "For rebellion," is that what you're seeing out there? Yes, rebellion against all law, you know, both in the church and in the government. This faction is a rebellion against all law and ordained law. "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft." There you have it. That's at the root of the whole thing. "And stubbornness is as idolatry and teraphim." Yes, they want to receive a lie, so they get it. "Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." Well, there are some rejected kings out there, and they rejected the word of the Lord. They had opportunity. There was a revival going on, you know, in politics and spreading to different countries. And what I want to share with you today is how do we bring it back to that, because witchcraft is bringing it away from that, okay? But we have authority. And James 3:14 through 16 says, but if you have bitter jealousy and faction in your heart, faction is division, you know, division. Glory not and lie not against the truth. Everybody who has faction lies against the truth. That's why God is saying this. If you're lying against the truth, you've got faction. And witchcraft is most likely empowering it. Okay? This wisdom is not a wisdom that cometh down from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Yes, it is demoniacal. It is devilish. For where jealousy and faction are, there is confusion and every vile deed. And he is not stretching it at all by saying this. Where there is faction, there is every vile deed. Witchcraft, rebellion, and faction bring every vile deed. Slander, hatred, murder, fornication, lying against the truth, etc., 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 on down the line. Let me say, Satanists and witches are sending curses against those who do not have the protection of God because of a lack of truth, and because Christians are not obeying the word and praying for them. So, don't believe the traditional ideas of what Satanists and witchcraft is. That's silly. A Satanist is one who worships Satan and his ways. Can you look out there and see that? Of course you can. Those are the Satanists. And he is the god of this world. All of the worldly worship him and his ways. Witchcraft is any person who constantly prays against the well-being of others. You know, they wouldn't call it that. Some of them are Christians. They claim to be Christians. But they constantly pray and gather together to agree against the well-being of others. This is witchcraft. These are Satanists. Okay. You know, leaders went into office promising a return to moral values, and they're being taken down and reversing course because of witchcraft and faction spirits that are being sent against them. And this is because the people of God who have been given authority are not exercising it. Luke 9:1 says, and he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons. How many demons is that? All demons. And to cure diseases. And of course, they made a lie out of that too. They don't think that's possible today. But they don't have a verse to say it because they're lawless. In Luke 10:19, behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Those are, by the way, demon groupings. Serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall in any wise hurt you. All the power of the enemy. Authority over the power of the enemy. Notice, he gave that to his disciples. No, not just the first ones, all of them. Up until this day, he commanded those disciples to go and make disciples and to teach them to observe everything that he told the first disciples. So it was supposed to all be passed on down to us. But what happened? Lawlessness came in. People who were not ordained of God came in. And of course, other people departed because they didn't like departing from the truth. And they moved over, and sometimes they made a denomination, and that too corrupted. And then, you know, it just keeps on and on and on. The devil is there to corrupt anything that's not ordained of God. Do you remember that witches from around the world banded together several times and made it very public? Because they wanted to gather all of the witches together and their stated mission was to destroy President Trump. Well, because of this, common sense should tell you who he is and that he is sent by God. Why would witches and Satanists so badly want to destroy President Trump? Well, the same reason they've tried and wanted to destroy me. We have an ordination from God, and so do many others out there have an ordination from God. The lawlessness is against all legal authority and righteous authority, you understand. So the rebellion is both in the world, in politics, and it's in the church, and it's witchcraft. But since they called for his destruction publicly, the Christians went on the defense for president, and nothing happened. All the witches gathered together and did all kinds of voodoo stuff, and nothing happened. Wonder why? Is it because their God isn't God? I guarantee it. And those who did cry out to the true God were heard. And, you know, just because they don't do it publicly so much, when they find out that the Christians are praying against them, they don't do it so publicly. That doesn't mean you're not supposed to continue to stop them from tearing down authority, ordained authority, because they're continuing to do it. So who has the authority over their power and their God? Do you need the witches to warn you that they're coming? It's happening now to leaders around the world. And you're commanded to defend them. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2 says this, I exhort therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings and all that are in high place, that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity. Whoa, if you don't want a tranquil and quiet life, just don't pray for these people, because most of them are lost. They've got no protection against the witchcraft that's being thrown at them. So we intercede for leaders to defend them from the demons who want to use them to rule over us, so that we cannot have a tranquil and quiet life. Make sense? So at this time, you are needed. You must do this warfare against the witchcraft and the faction that's being thrown against these leaders. Some of them are reversing what they came into office to do. Leaders who were a part of this political revival are being taken down demonically by witchcraft and faction. Do warfare for them. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. The Lord delegated his authority here, and we must take our job seriously. Bind and forbid these demons. The inoculation that the deep state wants to impose changes the DNA of a person to make them docile to the beast's authority. The British Army this week is beginning testing and barcoding children at school without parental authority. You know, this is communism, folks. It's spreading. And in places where they started having this revival, Britain, and their leadership is being taken down by this witchcraft. Now you can stop it. They're trying to bring the mark now, and we bind it until the middle of the tribulation where it belongs. I'm talking about the physical mark. It is coming, in the middle of the tribulation. It won't be stopped. It's a matter of God not stopping it in the middle of the tribulation, where he prophesied that it would come. Okay? And it comes for a good purpose, believe it or not. It's to separate the wheat from the tares, the goats from the sheep. It is to separate. God is making a separation there. They want to bring this early. They wanted to bring it through the Obama and Hillary administration. They wanted to bring it early. God said no. And he sent a man to give us time. We had revelations that Trump was handing out timepieces to people. And what it is he's given us some time. A little time before the trib and a little time for the first 3.5 years of the trib to get the church straight back on the foundation, which cannot be shaken. That time has been given to us by the grace of God. People cried out, God heard. He does hear. And the demons, they do respect your authority. They know they can't do anything illegal in God's plan. They can only do what they are permitted to do when people don't do their job. They're trying to bring the mark now, and we bind it until the middle of the tribulation where it belongs. How are these demons imparted to people? Well, I'll tell you, I've gone through it. I have been trained since 2010 to know this. They are imparted through illegal and immoral slander. And if you listen to it contrary to God's command, without the two or three witnesses you're commanded to have, and it also being sin, not just their hatred for someone, I mean, there's a parallel between Trump and the man-child, the pre-anointed man-child at this time, but about to be the anointed man-child. There is a parallel. And they're dealing with something they don't understand. We've already been trained in this to deal with it, but a lot of people are not doing their job. So they impart these demons through illegal and immoral slander, which love of the truth protects people from. But a lot of people don't know the truth. They just don't know it. So they have no protection. And therefore we can step in and bind these things because, we've been told to intercede for the leadership, right? And he didn't say they were saved. He just said so that we could lead a tranquil and quiet life. We've been given a little time. And you know the crazies out there, they're anything but tranquil and quiet. You know, they're smaller in number, but they're growing fast because they impart demons to one another. We have watched this happen. Anybody who sits and listens to slander, they're going to get demons. I guarantee it. So don't do it. You're commanded not to do it. The factions in the church and state, the mainstream media, the leftists, are imparting demons to those who are not inoculated with truth. And guess what? Every time one person gets it, they turn and destroy their family, their friends, all around them, because they start spewing those demons out of their mouth. You know, Jesus said, the words that I've spoken to you, they are spirit. They are spirit, and they are truth, right? What did demonically possessed people impart with their words? More of the same. We are preparing for a tribulation in which you're going to be hated of all nations, And it's you're starting to see it happen out there. The seeds of it have been sown. All nations are going to hate you for his name's sake. Are you catching what I'm saying? We need to do warfare now. They want to push the issue and bring things faster than God does. And therefore, God is giving us authority to say no. There is a time for this. Right now, the testing is for the man, child, and bride. During the tribulation, it's going to be for the church. The church is raised up through the man, child, and bride, as is in the scriptures, where Jesus went with the bride, and they raised up the fivefold ministry, and so on and so forth, you see. So, this is what's happening. We need to get the truth out as fast as we can. Think back, the last 4 years, just think back. That went so fast, didn't it? Sure did. What about the next four? The next four could bring us to the middle of the tribulation period, where the mark of the beast, the physical mark of the beast, will be given to those who have already received the spiritual mark of the beast. I'll talk about that a little bit more, but I just want you to know that. And of course, Jesus taught his disciples in relative peace for 3.5 years before they went out solo to face the beast and the harlot for another 40 years, which is also the number of tribulation. And the beast destroyed the harlot after that 40 years in 70 AD. That was the punishment upon those who came, those religious people who called themselves Christians, who came against the true people of God. God judged them. He used the beast to judge them. So they're everything in its time, you see. Right now is not the time for the mark of the beast to be given. It will be given when the church has been raised up during the first 3.5 years to be able to stand. And when they're able to stand and make a choice, because they're not just babies anymore, they've got some understanding and given some choice, and they make a wrong choice, well, it's bye-bye for them. The Lord is going to prove the church in the tribulation period. He's going to separate the wheat from the tares with the mark of the beast. Right now, he's separating the wheat from the tares with the spiritual mark of the beast. I'll explain that. Well, you can notice how a lack of or hatred for the truth turns man over to the mind of the beast. Listen to this. Pay attention to how many times truth is mentioned here. And what is the cause for men to be turned over to the mind of the beast? Romans chapter 1, 18 through 2 and 8. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hinder the truth in unrighteousness. Hinder the truth. That's what the factions do. They hinder the truth. Notice, the mainstream media will not let anybody hear the right side of the story. They have to spread the lie. And it's the same in the faction in the church. They have to spread the lie. They're demon-possessed. They hinder the truth in unrighteousness because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God manifested it unto them. These people learned the truth. They were happy to learn the truth, but they weren't willing to give up their fleshly desires and selfish ambition. For the invisible things of him since the creation of the world are clearly seen, being perceived through the things that are made, even his everlasting power and divinity, that they may be without excuse. Yes, how can you follow Satan when you've come to know that? Well, let me say, There is nobody that can get further from God than somebody who has been with God and turned away. Because that knowing God, they glorified him not as God. They didn't put him as the head of their life. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? Jesus said. They make no bones about it. They will not do what he says. Neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart was darkened. Oh my, who did that? Well, God is going to tell you, he did that. Because they chose evil, he gave them all they could stand. Their senseless heart, senseless. That's what we call the stupid demons. We called them that because we saw how stupid people got and how they turned away from truth and had nothing to stand on anymore as far as the truth. Well, professing themselves to be wise. Yes, they do. They believe they are wise. They believe you are the stupid one. But it says they became fools. Now, if God makes you a fool, let me tell you, you are a fool. And he changed the glory of the incorruptible God. They changed the glory of the incorruptible God for the likeness of an image of corruptible man. That's the image of the beast. Who is creating the image of the beast? These people. And of birds and of four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts. Yet he gave them up. They chose the lusts of their hearts unto uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored among themselves. There is every kind of moral corruption in these factions, both the one in the church and the one out there in the secular world. The same demons, though. It's the same demons. For that they exchanged, here it is, the truth of God for a lie. The lie seemed to suit their flesh better. They wanted that temporary relief of believing the lie so that they could continue in the sins that they love so much. And worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator. In other words, the creatures, mankind out there, right? Rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile, there's that word, I'm going to share it with you again in a few minutes, vile passions. And here's one form of vile passion. For their women changed the natural use into that which is against nature. Now, we had some that did that too. When those demons came in, that's exactly what happened to them. And likewise also, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. How perverted can you get? Can't you figure out that men and women are different for a good purpose and God created them that way? After these demons come in, they think God created them that way. For goodness sake, how stupid do you think God is? Everything he makes in nature works. These people can't even progenitor themselves in this form. Now they can pass on their demons. You know that most people who received these spirits got them as a child because they were molested by somebody that had these demons? Yep. Burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working unseemliness and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was due. In other words, they got what they deserved. That's the way God says that. And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, there it is again. no truth. They refused the truth. God gave them up unto a reprobate mind. That means a rejected mind. This is the mind of the beast. They joined the beast. And there is only one beast, you know, according to the book of Revelation. It's a dragon, and the second stage is the beast of Revelation 13. But everybody belongs to that beast. The first beast that was called the dragon had the seven heads of all world-ruling empires and their seed in that beast. And that beast was said to be Satan. Guess what? They're in Satan. Revelation 12. And all of these people who claim to be Christians but walk after the lusts of their flesh, guess what they are? In Satan. They're a part of the dragon, which is the first stage, and then they will be in the beast in the second stage if they do not repent. So, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, because they know what the things that they say are not acceptable to good people. They're whisperers. Backbiters, because they can't come out in public and say things that people will object to and point out their sins. Aha! Backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things. Yes, they are. Disobedient to parents, whether they're physical parents or spiritual parents. Without understanding, they got the stupid demons. Covenant breakers. Yes, their covenants with men and with God are broken. They will not keep a bargain. They will not honor and keep their word. They cannot keep their word. I've made agreements with them that would be good to other for other people, and they break their word every time. Without natural affection, this is true. And if you think that they can go home and have natural affection, you're wrong there too. They're malicious to their own families, bringing a curse on their own families by their own actions and words. And they're unmerciful, it says here. Who, knowing the ordinance of God, that they that practice such things are worthy of death. If you walk after the flesh, you must die. And they do die. They are dead to anything that is godly. Not only do the same, but also consent with them that practice them. Yes, they agree with the other perverts. And 2 and 1 says, wherefore, thou art without excuse, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest dost practice the same things. You can see the parable in this house that wanted to kick Trump out of the presidency and blaming him for everything that they did. It was so ludicrous that people are starting to get their eyes open to see these people are crazy. And so Democrats are flooding out of the Democratic Party because they're not that stupid. And the ones who are, they see nothing wrong with it. This is a good thing. God's separating. He's draining the swamp. The ones who judge everyone else are doing what they accuse others of. Their father is the accuser. That's his name. And we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that practice such things. And reckonest thou this, O man, who judges them that practice such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Can these people escape there or not? Notice, look at them. Look at their lives. Look at the indictments on them. 200 and what, I don't remember now, 1,000 indictments on these criminals for their perversion. They're all perverts. And they pervert everything people say, and they have spirits of perversion. And everything people think, they got their own ideas about what they're thinking. They judge them for their thoughts. Of course, they can't judge anybody's thoughts. They're the worst to be judging other people's thoughts. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Some of these people were actually led to repentance before they became judges. Ooh, and when they did that, oh, they just went right off a cliff. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up for thyself wrath in the day of wrath. Now they're laughing at me right now. They don't believe they're ever going to be judged, I can tell you. And the revelation of the righteous judgment of God. God is merciful. He gives people time to repent. Even if it tortures the righteous a little bit, he gives them time to repent. And this judgment on them is on the way now. Let me tell you, who were the people that partook of COVID-19? They are a part of the body that created COVID-19. Guess what? They're killing themselves. By far, the leftists, the perverted leftists, are taking part in the judgment of COVID-19, which now is just about fizzled to nothing but the flu. But they've got another one in the wings waiting to release it. Yes, these crazy people are going to release it and kill themselves again. But they will cleanse the church with it too. God knows what he is doing, and they don't. Who will render to every man according to his works? To them that by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life. But unto them that are factious, this is just the opposite of what he just said. I'll go back and read it. To them that are by patience and well-doing and seek for glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life. But unto them that are factious and obey not the truth, but obey unrighteousness, shall be wrath and indignation. And the word of the Lord will not be ignored. It will be seen. It will happen. And I tell you in the name of Jesus that the mark of the beast is being imparted now through this. Not the physical mark that everyone knows about, but the spiritual mark that a lot of people don't know about. But it is the foundation for the physical mark. The physical mark is going to be put upon the true beasts out there. They're going to be identified by God with this mark of the beast because they already have the mark of the beast. I'll explain that. Those who already have this spiritual mark will be identified by the physical mark. This is the mercy of God for his people because the man of sin will seek to be in the temple of God's people. They always want to do that. They always want to come in among God's people because the demons in them want to destroy God's people. But wise leadership recognizes them and demands repentance. And they can't repent because they can't confess their sins. that demon will not let them confess their sins. They're not wrong. It's always everybody else. It's always somebody else. Rejection and fear of rejection plays a big part in keeping them in bondage to this. And, of course, them wanting to come into the temple of God's people is an abomination of desolation. That's what was being warned about in the scriptures. An abomination that maketh desolate. What does desolate mean? It means without God. It means God has departed from them. As he said, 1 Corinthians 5, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Put out the wicked man from among yourselves. Well, thankfully, you don't even have to do that with this disease because they run in fear from the truth. First, let's identify who this man of sin is. Ignoring the truth, resulting in a reprobate mind, as we just saw, and it's the mind of the beast, and it's resulting sin, and this is the first indication and identification that we saw in the Romans text. They ignore the truth. I mean, you cannot tell them truth. You cannot give them scripture. I mean, the lawless, you can't give them the law of the Lord, and they will not go by the Constitution. You understand? They're lawless. They are the man of lawlessness. And you can identify them in that way. You can see them. That's them. Okay. Jesus and his apostles taught that there are only two corporate men in all of the earth. Those who are in the body of Christ and those who are in the body of Antichrist. There's only two. The scripture is very plain. And, of course, both are growing into maturity. Antichrist is coming to maturity at the same time as the body of Christ is coming to maturity. And they are, of course, opposing one another. These two men in the earth, right? 1 John 4 and 1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit. Yeah, watch out. If you sit and listen to these spirits, they will get into you. Believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now look at our false prophets. We've got false prophets in the church, and we've got false prophets in the secular world, what they're called the mainstream media. Yeah. And notice that God speaks of discerning the spirits, plural, in men. This is what he's talking about in this text. Believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets, he's talking about the spirits of men, spirits in men. Don't be deceived by the spirits in men. Right, verse 2, where he says, Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is come in the flesh is of God. Well, does your spirit see and understand that this person that you're trying to discern is godly and has the fruits of godliness and loves the truth? If they don't have that, don't let them speak in your ear. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. In other words, the question here is not, has Christ come in the flesh? That's a misinterpretation because they didn't understand that it is. Is he presently in the flesh of the person that you are discerning? Do you discern Christ in them? If not, don't let them talk in your ear. Close your ear gate. Just like you would close your eye gate pornography passed in front of you. Close your ear gate. And you know what? Politicians are realizing this. They're telling people, don't listen to the mainstream media because it's driving people crazy. They're imparting demons. They have received demons themselves. They've gone to the parties with the Satanists, and they've received that. Some of them have sacrificed. Some of them have been to Epstein Island and got blackmailed, and so were taken over at that time. See, this stuff's going on. It's been going on for years now. You want to know why the mainstream media is so crazy? Well, I just gave you a few hints. And it says, and every spirit that confesseth not Jesus, being in them, of course, is not of God. If a spirit in a person does not confess Jesus, if they don't have any proof of the fruits of righteousness of God and love of the truth, do not listen. They're not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Now, you can search the word from end to end, and you can't find the idea of what the false shepherds are saying about the Antichrist. Notice this text. Every spirit that confesseth not Jesus. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. Notice it's just one Antichrist body. But it's every spirit that doesn't confess Jesus is in that one Antichrist body. Look at it. Don't let your traditions deceive you about this wonderful fella coming down the road. Look at it. We see that every spirit that is false is the spirit of the Antichrist. They are one body, just like the body that the devil has in Revelation 12 of the seven heads and 10 horns, which is all lost mankind. This clearly says that the Antichrist is every false spirit in men. And where did John say the Antichrist, he said, they went out from among us that it might be proven that all are not of us. Oh my goodness. You mean Antichrist comes out of, yes. That's the reason they're being kicked out, is God wants a pure body. These Antichrist spirits, he's letting them get goofier and goofier until they, yuck. The Antichrist incorporates all whose spirit does not confess that Christ is in them. In other words, there are only two corporate men in the earth. He goes on to say in verse 4, you are of God, my little children, and have overcome them. Notice, it's you or them, right? It's only two. You or them have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Notice, there's only two. The spirit that's in you and the spirit that's in the world. There's only two. He that's in you, the spirit of Christ, or he that's in the world, the spirit of Antichrist. All are one in Christ because they have his spirit. Galatians 3 and 28 says, you all are one man in Christ Jesus. Romans 8 and 9 says, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So there's your two right there. Those that have the Spirit of Christ and those that don't. There's your two. So you want to know what the mind of the beast is? What the mark of the beast is? Well, keep listening. What marks these people? I just got through telling you what marks these people. What identifies them? The mark is an identification. Solomon revealed that the corporate body of the beast has one common unregenerate spirit. Ecclesiastes 3:18. I said in my heart, it is because of the sons of men, not the sons of God, the sons of men, that they may see that they themselves are but as beasts. And but as was added in there. They themselves are beasts. Wise man. And verse 19 goes on to say, yea, they have all one breath. And that word in Hebrew is spirit. They have one spirit. It's the Antichrist spirit, as we just saw. The Holy Spirit first recreates in one corporate man, the born again, life-giving spirit in 1 Corinthians 15:45, of Jesus from heaven, and then fills that spirit with himself. See, you need a born-again spirit, which is the spirit of Christ, so that the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah glory, will come and dwell in your temple. The Holy Spirit will not dwell in an unregenerate temple. An unregenerate spirit, a person who is not born again in their spirit, which is the spirit of Christ in you. A corporate body of unholy spirits also recreates in one corporate man a corporate spirit born by or from the abyss, the Antichrist. 1 John 5:19. We know that we're of God, and the whole world lieth in the evil one. Did you hear that? The whole world lieth in the evil one. Oh my goodness. Well, so there is one man in the world, and one man in Christ. There is only one body of Christ. And there's only one body of Satan, Revelation 12 shows us. The whole world lieth in the evil one. You must come out of the world and its ways and its sins to be one with Christ. The beast is the body of man that is filled with the spirit and nature from below, Revelation 17:8. In Daniel's vision of future great kingdoms that would rule the world, four great beasts came up from the sea. It was in Daniel 7:3. Scripturally, there have been many corporate beasts, seven main ones, the heads of which are on the beast in Revelation, meaning the seed of all of the previous world-ruling beasts is now in one beast in the UN. And it's very leftist and taken over by the mind of the beast. But the one world corporate beast of Revelation has the seed of all seven previous world beasts in it. It's one man. And there's you all also what? One man in Christ. In Jesus' teachings, we can see these opposing corporate men in the bodies of Christ and Antichrist. Jesus said in Matthew 12:30, he that is not with me, Christ, is against me, Antichrist. You see that? There's only two. There's only two. Now, Who is it that has, look out there. I mean, you can see the extreme examples. Okay. Who would you say is Antichrist? And who is following in their steps, right? Who has received their seed and is following in their steps, right? So there is a spiritual mark of the beast. The physical mark of the beast has not yet been imposed. They would like to push it, but it's not being imposed because it's not the right time. The spiritual mark of the beast can be repented of, whereas the physical mark of the beast cannot be repented of, as the scripture plainly tells you. I don't care what the preachers say, that the mark of God takes away the mark of the beast. You can't have them both. You can't have them. If you walk after the mind of the flesh, you have the mind of the beast. If you walk after the mind of the spirit, you have the mind of the spirit. It's that simple. Well, we'll have to take this up again. Father, we thank you so much. We ask, Lord, that you permit us to understand these things. And we see people out there who have been taken over by the mind of the beast, the mind of the flesh, and the works of the flesh. They have both marks. Thank you, Father, that you're helping us to see this. Thank you that you're warning your people to turn away from this. And thank you that your people have authority to bind this in Jesus' name, just as you had them bind the witches and the Satanists from doing their thing. Lord, let them do it again today, Lord, because things are wobbling back in a bad direction here. Thank you, Father, for doing this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Good night, saints. God bless you. We'll do it again sometime. Amen.